So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Very cold Tuesday morning. I know it's December, December 9th. Kale and Company, Michael Pelkey in for Nick Kale again today. Nick should return tomorrow. His voice almost back. Dawn is out today. She got sick this morning, very early this morning, so we're sending great thoughts to our friend Dawn, and hopefully she will be back with us. Greg Stocker here. We have been pressing our eyes against the glass to see if Rooney made it to the building. Has he shown up yet, Greg?
He's not.
Well, we start at 6 a.m. He starts at 8:30.
Or 9.
Or whenever.
9:01.
9:01.
You mentioned today's date, December 9th. Well, December 9th, 1974. We played yesterday, because yesterday was the anniversary of the death, the assassination of John Lennon. Well, today's date is from 1974. John Lennon on Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell. You remember this?
This is legend because this is the night they apparently, after the game, took the ABC jet to Vegas.
Yes.
With Howard Cosell, Dandy Don Meredith, Frank Gifford, John Lennon to go see Sinatra.
You mentioned this yesterday, so Phil Umquist, our chief producer slash video guy slash all-around good human, found this for me and reminded me that you mentioned it yesterday. Roll this.
Now I've got a most familiar figure and face for all of you across the country here with me now. Of the original Beatles, Mr. John Lennon.
Hello,
John. Nice to see you, John.
Want to move that up just a little closer? How are you?
What's been your view of this American professional football scene?
It's an amazing event and sight. It makes rock concerts look like tea parties. But I must say, the first thing I heard when I got in was I'm playing a Beatles tune yesterday, which cheered me up no end. I've been trying to follow the game, but I couldn't understand why half the team was off and half the team was on.
Well, we can't explain that to you now, but what's your general impression of the game as compared with A, rugby, and B, soccer football?
It's nothing like soccer, but I can see a very close relationship to rugby football, which has the same shape ball and they move 15 yards down the line at a time. But I can see the game here has changed completely from that. But it's very similar in its aspects. The goals are the same. They have points the same. They have to get a touchdown the same. But they don't have the scrum here where both teams really punch each other, you know?
Well, we have our own kind of scrum, as we've been showing with defensive end Freddie Dreyer, number 89 of the Rams all night. Will the Beatles ever reunite?
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's always in the wind. If it looked like this, it might be worth doing, right?
You did just spend the weekend with Ringo.
Yeah, and I promised him I'd mention his album out now, and I said I wouldn't mention my own, which is out now, too. Forget it.
Thank you very much,
John. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me,
Howard. Well, maybe we'll get to talk to you later in the show. Right now, we've got to rejoin the Giffer.
The Giffer.
Yeah, Frank Gifford and Dandy Don Meredith enjoying the drinks during the game.
Love this. Love that.
It was classic, but just imagine those cultures colliding, because Cosell was a different guy. Here's an Ivy League educated sportscaster that ABC News essentially put this guy on an ice float and pushed him out after he denounced boxing because of what it did to his friend Howard Cosell. And ABC wanted to keep boxing as part of their sports package, and Cosell didn't want to announce it anymore. So they kind of cut him off after that. He became persona non grata. What an era, though. Yeah. At least Cosell, being the good journalist, asks, will the Beatles ever get back together?
That's a great question. Speaking of getting back together, Joe Biden, former President Biden, is back on the campaign trail. Not really. He's just making speeches. Giving speeches and botching speeches. He was at the LGBTQ+ Victory Institute. Not sure what that is, but
what did they win?
I don't know. You win
the victory. The LGBTQ plus victory institute.
Yeah. And when there's a Joe Biden speech, there's a GIF or there's a gaffe. Roll it.
Just have to get up. As long as we keep the faith, summon hope, and get back up and remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America. That's who we are. We're the U.S.
Wait, hang on.
There's nothing.
The what?
Excuse me. Where the United States of America got it?
Hey. The United States of America got it?
Someone hope and get back up and remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America got it. That's who we are.
America.
The U.S. And there's nothing. I mean.
States of America got it.
Do you think they told him, no, look, Joe, don't say the punctuation. But they put the punctuation in there, so he just say everything gets smushed together.
One more time, please. Come on.
Please.
But. Just have to get up. As long as we keep the faith, summon hope, and get back up and remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America. Got it. That's who we are. We're the U.S.
That's who we are. We're the U.S. Oh, God.
It used to be the last president was the titular head of the party.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, effectively after Trump left office, he was supposedly the head of the party. And he kind of acted that way.
Yeah.
And then Joe, after he dropped out, they kind of changed the definition. And now we're being told it's the last candidate you had.
Oh, okay.
So Kamala would be the titular head. Mm-hmm. And every time she opens her mouth, she makes him sound smart.
It's amazing.
It's really kind of crazy.
America got it. You know who just showed up?
Matt Rooney.
Hello, Rooney Tuesday, here on Kale and Company, coming from the Schuylkill River, will he bring us food free?
Rooney, calm down. Rooney!
We start at 9 a.m., got it?
Well, it's 9:07, so good work. Unless you're a full professor, we would have left 5 minutes ago.
I told you were teaching class today.
I have no class. Rooney, there's a rumor out there you have a law degree. Is that true?
Some days. It depends on who's asking and who's paying. Mr. Opelka.
Well, a public defender kind of a thing. I'm just wondering, the story that started about a week ago, 6 days ago, the guy that walked into a jewelry store and asked to see a Fabergé egg worth like $47,000, and he swallowed it and tried to walk out the store, and they arrested him, and they waited and they just got the egg back. Now, Rooney, I don't want to know if you'll defend the guy, but I am curious. Do you think the jewelry store should have to put some kind of description on the egg as to where it's been?
A description before or after it's been swallowed?
Before it's been sold.
If you're
coming in, let's say your other half is a Fabergé egg fan, and who isn't? So you come in, you see this $47,000 Fabergé egg, and you go, that's perfect. That's the best Christmas present ever. Should they tell you it's passed through someone's system?
They should, but you can clean that up. You can get the people that write descriptions for hotels or restaurants and in-flight magazines. So instead of saying it was swallowed and crapped out by someone, you could say something like digestion processed.
So this isn't a lab-created piece of jewelry. This is a human-created piece of jewelry, at least human-processed.
This is colon purified.
Colon purified,
and you could probably add money to it.
Yeah, you could. It's spoken like a true lawyer.
See?
Now, a lot of people are saying this is the basis for a movie script. But there was an actual movie that was almost had a very similar plot. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, and somebody will, I think it Robert Redford was in it. Do you remember The Hot Rock? Anyone remember The Hot Rock?
No.
No.
It's probably way before your time. Someone put it into the IMDb machine. The Hot Rock was about a guy who went in, stole a jewel, and they were going to catch him, so he swallowed it, and they waited him out. In this case, it took 6 days for this thing to pass. You look at the egg. Have you seen the egg, Gregory?
I have not seen the egg, no.
Click on the story in my prep. It is a bejeweled egg that is a little bigger than a regular hen's egg. So if you're swallowing that, I don't think that transit is actually comfortable.
By the way, The Hot Rock is a 1972 American crime comedy drama featuring a film directed by Peter Yates and written by William Goldman based on a Donald E. Westlake's 1970 novel of the same name.
My son swallowed a rock one time.
Uh-oh.
Did you have to wait?
We did. We had to feed him pouches.
Pouches?
Yes, and you give when a kid swallows something like that, right? I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the radio, folks. You give them a pouch because the idea is that if they can swallow the contents of the pouch, then there's no serious obstruction. And then you just have to wait for them to poop it out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I've learned that after having two kids and, I'm up to 7 nephews and 2 nieces. Lots of things have been swallowed over the years.
Coins?
Pouch test. Coins. I have a pair of cufflinks that I'm waiting to get back at some point.
Now, do you wear them when you go? These are the poop links?
Yes. But remember, they're colon cleansed.
Colon cleansed. Yes, of course.
Yes, and we're going to auction them off the next time 1210 is doing some kind of charity event.
By the way, speaking of charity event, we will be broadcasting live from the Andy Chan Block Party this Friday. Riccioli will be broadcasting live, a rare Friday he's working. Friday, December 12th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Andy Chan Block Party. We'll be at Craft Hall, 901 Delaware Avenue, right down there. Tickets are going really quickly, so I would get them now because this is the year all the money goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation and the Andy Chan family who could use it in this time of
and sexy elf Dawn may show up.
Sexy elf Dawn, if she's not throwing up still.
She's going to be a little bit lighter, I think, but she'll have her candy cane striped tights on.
Rooney, it's scary because so both my colleagues who I'm around every day are both sick, and my son is sick. So, what do you give me? 2 days? 3 days? What do you give me?
Should I even be using this microphone right now?
Do I think? Well, no. Nick hasn't been here, and everybody else who's used that microphone is healthy. What do you give me, 2 or 3 days? Do you think I'll make the Andy Chan Block Party?
No, I don't.
You don't?
You might have to wear that Grinch suit just to contain whatever the hell it is that you're incubating.
I get you.
I mean, I have a man cold right now, which I
a man cold.
I disclosed that before I came in because I wanted to be a good coworker. But we all know, and all the men out there in the audience are listening, you're nodding. It's probably worse than pregnancy, having a man cold.
Sure, and lasts almost as long.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, guys, it's 3 minutes late, so it's time for...
Sponsors! Sponsors! We need sponsors!
Kale and Company Fight Club. We're looking for new sponsors.
because everybody knows Karens, death pools, and fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
We're going to knock you out.
Fight Club on this Rooney Tuesday, sponsored by nobody. We need sponsors. Who has the balls to sponsor it? Come on. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see today's fight. Today's fight was given to me or sent to me by... Hang on, everybody.
Yeah.
Bright Star 5. Bright Star 5 sent me this through Twitter. Looks like it took place outside of a 5-star hotel. And you know what happens when people who shouldn't be in 5-star hotels get into 5-star hotels and open up the mini bar. Stuff like this happens. Philip, roll it. Uh-oh. Oh, man, look at... Did she have her in a leg lock? She has her in a figure four leg lock. Look at this.
Get out of here!
Uh-oh. Now she's fighting with the police officer. The police officer took her down. She's punching the police. Look at this. Wow. Oh, my God. It's like three or four women. He's dragging her by her leg. She hits him again. Why doesn't this cop arrest her?
He's having fun.
Obviously, people not staying in said 5-star hotel. They just wanted them to leave the premises. That's why we can't have nice things, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, are you sure that wasn't on a cruise ship?
Well, the cruise ship is another one, but that was that's a good one. I like the figure four leg lock that was applied there.
Yeah, points for using an actual wrestling move.
100%.
Ric Flair is smiling wherever he is.
The one that won last week, Matt Rooney, was somebody actually did a Ric Flair chop and knocked somebody out with a Ric Flair chop. So we gave him points for that.
That's the first person who's ever been actually knocked out by a Ric Flair chop.
It's absolutely true.
Usually pulled.
It's absolutely true. You mentioned cruises. So
yeah.
A man died on a Royal Caribbean cruise after being served 33 drinks.
That must be over the course of a weekend, right? Or a week-long cruise?
The family accuses the cruise staff of injecting him with a sedative. 35-year-old Michael Virgil was seen having a meltdown after getting off the elevator on the wrong floor. The family says just hours after leaving the port, Virgil was served excessive amounts of alcohol. This sounds like that. Did you guys see the Tara Reid story? Tara Reid, the 90s actress who was in American Pie, she passed out and she claimed her drink was spiked. And then she had to be taken to the hospital, but there's no actual evidence that her drink was actually spiked. People actually just think that she
was just hammered,
drank too much, or maybe, you know, mixed too many things. So,
but Greg, you said 33 drinks, and it was just hours after they left port.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you got to work pretty hard to consume 33 drinks in a couple hours.
I was going to say, I think I have a problem because my reaction was amateur. You're on a cruise. You got the liquor package.
Well, even the great and late Dylan Thomas, you remember the story of how Dylan Thomas died? They told him quit drinking.
Yes.
Yeah. He went into the White Horse Tavern in the Village, ordered 17 shots of grain alcohol, and did them one after another. Head hit the bar, sheet over the head, dead gone dead.
Yeah.
I may have shortened that story a little bit.
The family says just hours after leaving the port, Virgil was served excessive amounts of alcohol. When he went to look for his room, he got agitated when he couldn't find it and started chasing people. I believe
somebody moved my room. Where's my room?
Crew members eventually had to intervene, allegedly using pepper spray and a sedative called haloperidol at the request of the ship's captain. He then suffered from cardiopulmonary arrest. Hmm. Virgil's family is seeking damages. Let's roll a little bit of this.
Ship passenger who was reportedly drunk and unruly
on
the Royal Caribbean cruise ship has died.
I just want to give my condolences to the family, and I'm really sorry. Nobody deserves to die, especially like that.
Shocked and saddened, Christopher McHale says he's heartbroken.
No!
to learn an unruly cruise ship passenger has died. The coroner's office confirms 35-year-old Michael Virgil died aboard Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas.
May he rest in peace. We just needed some help.
It was supposed to be a fun cruise to Mexico. Water slides, hot tubs, even an escape room on board. But an hour after departing the port out of San Pedro, Mikhail says Virgil got off the elevator on the wrong floor.
I'm going to knock you the f***
and started making threats, screaming profanity and racial slurs.
The gentleman that was drunk said that he was going to kill us, and then he started chasing us down the hallway. The crew member that I was running with was able to lock himself in one of the towel rooms.
Mikhail says Virgil injured two crew members and then captured video of him trying to get to that crew member by kicking the door to the towel room with his steel-toed boots.
And he was asking for God to forgive him. So, I mean, I forgive him. You know, I'm not God, but I forgive him. It's alcohol.
No, I swear to God.
Shirtless and exhausted, Virgil is surrounded by security. Mikhail says they used bear or pepper spray, towels, zip ties, and eventually handcuffs to detain Virgil.
Oh, my God.
But one of his family members says security injected Virgil with some sort of sedative. And within an hour, he died. The family member says Virgil's enraged behavior is completely uncharacteristic of him and that he was a good man who leaves behind a wife and 7-year-old son also aboard the cruise.
Wow, that's I feel bad for the wife and the kid.
Wow.
Why can't they tase him?
It's a great question. Maybe they didn't have him with her.
Tasers are so much, and they're so much better for video because once that taser hits and you hear that, yeah. Then they fall like a redwood.
Yeah.
He's always got the best priorities, doesn't he, Michael Pelka? It's one of the many reasons I admire the man.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how the guy had 33 drinks and he's got a 7-year-old on the ship?
Maybe that's why he had 33 drinks.
Is that why you wanted God to forgive him?
I mean, we've been there, Rooney, or Lisa. We will be in a couple of years.
I know where the 33 drinks went when you saw his shirt off.
I know.
This is a big boy.
I love how everybody always claims that, like, oh, they must have been drugged or, like, no, you just got hammered, dude. And, like, you had a bad reaction to alcohol. Like, yeah.
They can tell if he got, if they drugged him, and the article quotes the captain approved it. I want to know what the protocol is. You know, first they shackled him, first they hit him with zip ties. And then they hit him with bear spray. Captain, we zip tied him. He's still kicking the door of the towel room in. We hit him with the bear spray. Hit him with the. Have you tased him? Oh, we can't do that. We're in international waters.
What do you do with a drunk, belligerent a-hole like this? You know what I mean? Like, except give them sedatives or something. You got to do something. Unless you hog-tie them, you know what I mean?
Right, he's a big boy. Yeah. You can't make him walk the plank. I mean, that would be great video.
It would be.
That'd be fun.
That's what they should... You know, Rooney, you hit on to something there. With all this unruly behavior happening on these cruise ships, that's exactly what they should do. They should make people walk the plank. Yes. Bring
you
them back to the pirate
people.
Day.
No. You put them the lowest level below steerage. We have an area that the seawater is running through about waist deep. And just put them in there for the weekend.
I like
Titanic.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's where they put all the low-class passengers anyway. Remember, that's where Jack was. Jack was down with the steerage. Rose was up above.
Chained to the pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Before Rose let him die, but I guess we don't need to go down that road.
She absolutely did. There was absolutely enough room on that
so, Rooney,
piece of wood for both of them.
Do you think the cruise lines will stop with the unlimited booze and you'll have to put... Because they're obviously going to get sued. If it's not for the alleged drug dosage, it's the tranquilizer dosage, it'll probably be... Like when a bartender overserves somebody, they go out and drive drunk and kill themselves. This often comes back on the establishment.
Yeah, dram shop laws. They certainly probably should before they open that Delaware County port, because you're going to have like six of these a week once that thing starts going.
Week? Daily?
Yeah. I think so. But look, at the end of the day, why do you go on a cruise? You go on a cruise most of the time to get drunk on a boat.
Exactly.
So it's. I mean, you're right, Mike. They may be in that position now from a liability point of view, but it's going to disincentivize a lot of cruise passengers from taking these cruises if you can only get one drink every hour or something to that effect.
Well, I'll be going around buying drink tickets from people, you know, I'm sure. Hey, have you used your drink ticket this hour? I've never been on a cruise. I am averse to cruises.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing. I would rather take out my appendix with a warm spoon than be trapped on water with a bunch of people that are there because there's unlimited drinking.
Yeah, I will never go on a cruise ever. I've done them. I did one when I was like 26 or 27, and I will never do one again. It's a breeding ground of creeps, awful people, and germs.
It's a petri dish of humanity.
Exactly.
Now, Rooney's crossed his arms. How many cruises have you been on, Matthew?
I've only been on one.
And would you do it again?
It's the 1 year anniversary. I went last year for my 40th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fine, but we paid for an expensive one. We only went for a few days.
Yeah.
It kept out the people that look like Stalker, the riffraff.
That's fair.
Yeah. I left without having to use a Z-Pack.
I may be open to one of those PBS cruises, you know, the flat boats on the Danube. I would do a European river cruise.
Oh, but the Viking river cruises.
Yeah. Those look like he even makes it sound good. You unpack once and you ride for 2 weeks. See, that sounds like a good deal. You got your suite. You're getting off. You're dancing in the village and having the fresh bread from the people with the weird hats.
You're not going to be on the 1210 cruise, is what you're saying, Mike.
We have to take a break. We're going to come back because we have a ton more. Buckle in, both Michael Pelka and Matt Rooney, because we're going long today. So I hate to tell you. Hope neither of you have any place to be.
Got a large coffee. We're good.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael Pelka?
The drugs are kicking in, so I'll be here as long as you need me.
All right. Kale and Company, Michael Pelka, Matt Rooney, Greg Stocker. We're having fun this morning, and we'll be right back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday, Michael Pelka in for Nick Kale once again on Kale and Company. Dawn is out sick. Greg Stocker is here. Matt Rooney is here. It feels like a snow day, gentlemen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does, right?
Yeah, it does.
We're the ones who made it into work. We shoveled. We're here. And we'll try and get you through the day. Nick should be back tomorrow. Dawn, hopefully, will recover from whatever crud hit her. Greg, we didn't tease this, but I think we need to do an update on a really big story from yesterday.
What's that?
The Cinnabon racist lady.
Yes.
Do we have that clip handy? Because we should play her clip again, because there's a really important update on her.
I'm sure Phil can grab it.
Phil's working his butt off today. He's killing it.
Yeah, he is. He always does.
If it's handy, if you want to,
if you want to describe or telling people what happened.
So this was a young lady. Well, she's in her 40s. 43-year-old Crystal Wilsey has lost her job at Cinnabon because she's a racist. And she worked at a Cinnabon in Wisconsin, but she's now denying that she's a racist. She said she's not prejudiced, and she's citing the fact, and I'm going to use her terms here, ancient, archaic, and offensive terms, She's not racist because she has a, quote, colored son. Tell me you're a racist while telling me you're not a racist while using this term. There it is, right there.
Do you have the video, Phil? Phil, do you have the video? I have the audio if you have the video. There we go. For those of you who weren't with us yesterday, let's roll this.
I am racist.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a
I am racist,
and I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way.
Oh, talking about, you're talking about respect? You're talking about respect? You are fired from this place. You're not going to be working here.
She does the DX suck it.
What's wrong with you?
Ugly? Talking about ugliness?
Her name is Crystal, and she put up a GoFundMe. It's not actually GoFundMe. It's actually Give, Send, Go.
Yeah.
Because I guess GoFundMe probably wouldn't do this. But she's raised like over $100,000, I believe.
Well, you know, it's probably because people feel that this Wisconsin version of Mother Teresa, it just had a bad day, and she needs to be forgiven. So... Thankfully, the New York Post did the investigative journalistic work and went into her background, Gregory. And shall I tell you what they found?
Please.
43-year-old Crystal Willsley, who made that obviously racist reference to her son apparently has Addison's disease, which causes the child to have darker skin. That's what we're saying. But she also has a lengthy rap sheet, including charges of child endangerment.
Oh, boy.
Disorderly conduct, drug possession,
no,
traffic offenses.
Nah, she's single, ladies or guys.
So, gentlemen, if this were the '80s, she'd probably have a video out there on the dating sites.
Throw in some cinnamon buns and a single Matt Rooney might be interested.
Well, she's got the recipe, we know, but she's raised over $110,000 and counting.
It's unbelievable.
And she's rich. She has more savings than most Americans.
Yeah.
Probably more than 90% of America. It's
unbelievable.
She's not one emergency away from being bankrupt or homeless, but I wonder what her home life is like. She said, P.S. to the racism, if you look at my Facebook from 2010, you'll see on there that I have a blended family.
Oh, boy.
And...
It doesn't count as having a black kid if it's because of a gland problem. Again, I'm not a doctor, but throwing that out there.
Do you think this woman has a dating video?
Oh, God, I wish she did. Now, her court records, to go into just the story of her rap sheet, child endangerment, marijuana possession, marijuana drug paraphernalia, February of 2022. She was pulled over by a state trooper in Erie County, Ohio, and that's when they discovered that. She was living in Green Bay. Typical Packers fan, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
pleaded no contest, got sentenced to 2 years probation and a couple of minor fines. But she has left a little trail of legal damage across the Midwest with more than a dozen charges over the last 25 years. Disorderly conduct in 2001, domestic abuse, and she got 12 months probation for that. 2002, she was in court again with, she's got a little pot problem, I guess.
Well, you know.
She was just ahead of the time.
She was. You
know, yeah.
If she just would have waited, it would have been legal in most places. So
she wouldn't have had any of these problems.
Absolutely.
Apparently she has a behavior problem because in 2009, arrested again for disorderly conduct and spent 3 days in the Huskow, charged with driving without a license, operating a vehicle while intoxicated under the influence in Hobart, Wisconsin, pled guilty, spent another 20 days in jail. You know, I salute Cinnabon for giving her a 17th chance.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is funny.
She could probably work for Mom Donnie if she keeps working on that rap sheet.
That's
true.
She
needs a couple more violent convictions.
Mom Donnie just hired a guy who was an armed robbery, guilty of armed robbery. But wait a minute. Yes. There's more. 2 months later, after she spent 90 days in jail for disorderly conduct in Outagamie County, Wisconsin, she pled no contest to that. So she's now spent over 100 days in jailed for disorderly conduct. Just 2 months later,
yeah,
in the Oneida Tribe, Wisconsin, she was arrested over DUI and operating a vehicle with a revoked license without insurance, pled guilty to not contesting the charges. So she has a little bit of a legal problem.
Irish Girl 76 in the YouTube chat says, in all fairness, the customers were harassing her over not enough sauce on their buns and insulting her for not wearing a hijab. Not defending her, but neither party involved were saints.
Take the higher ground, people.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to play the race card just because somebody wants more Cinnabon sauce.
By the way, there's so many other, like, there's so many good ways to insult people. I do it every day when I get the hate mail. When I get hate mail to me, and I, you know, like, you know, telling people how insignificant they are and like you're not a blip on the radar of society. Nobody cares about you. That cuts people way more to the quick than stupid racial insults, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And flipping the bird. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Just be more clever with your insults, you know?
We need to get more creative. And this is why we need to keep teaching English in the schools, because kids are just default to F-bombs. You need to be more clever. The Greeks had a curse at one time that said, may you copulate with the soul of your dead grandmother,
yeah,
which really is offensive on so many levels.
Poetic.
We don't have good curses like that anymore.
We don't. But we do have good videos. And
good.
I wanted to play this. Rooney, I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been playing these VHS videos, these dating videos from the 80s. And Michael Pelka found this site, and it's somebody took possession of all these VHS videos of these dating sites.
It's gold, Jerry. I tell you, it's gold.
And we've been kind of sprinkling them in all morning. And here's another one for those of you who've been following along. And if you haven't, at 9:41, where have you been? Roll this.
I dance a lot. I love music. Whoever I'm going to be with, he's going to need to dance, because don't embarrass me. I'm here to find not just a man, my man. I've been looking for a long time. I need a man now. I would describe myself as holy. I love the Lord. So I spend a lot of time in church. Anytime that I can have a little sermon, go up front and tell my story, I love to do that. He's going to have to come and get me. I'm not walking. That one started off really right. And then I would like to go somewhere nice. And then afterwards, a walk, so we can walk off what we just ate, because we're going to eat a lot. He takes me home and is just very gentleman. Maybe a little kiss, because I know he's going to want it. But am I going to give it? It depends on how the date went.
Oh, boy.
Okay? A one in a million right here.
Very Me Too-ish.
I kind of like
it. Hawaii would be my dream vacation.
Oh, there you go.
Sitting by the water with a nice drink in my hand and my man rubbing me down from head to toe. I am equal parts of
that,
a
Matt?
Lady,
yeah,
and a holy super freak.
Oh, man.
I mean. So yeah.
You're going to get everything you need with me.
Ooh,
wow.
You're going to get everything you need with me, including a fart walk. Did you notice? She said we're going to go have dinner, and then we're going to go for a walk to walk off what we just see. She's got the fart walk back
the fart
in the
walk.
80s.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jasmine Crockett used to be a lot more charming. Just throwing that out there.
Is that her mama? Could that be Jasmine
it could
Crockett,
be. It could
Crockett's
be.
Mama right
it,
there?
It could be. It could be.
I think that's very – wow. These just get better and better every single time we see them.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there if you want to see these videos. Michael Pelka, Matt Rooney,
yes.
Greg Stocker, the 9 o'clock hour, sponsored and brought to you by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon is the secret to finishing your holiday shopping this year. Visit their locations in Glen Mills and Springfield, or you can go online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. Thank you, Joseph Anthony, for sponsoring today's program and the 9 o'clock hour. We appreciate it. Please get those gift cards. The woman in your life or the man in your life may need one. So
Is Dawn there? Has she been there for 24 hours? Is that what's going on?
She might have been. She put junk in her hair because she saw something on Instagram where they put like mayo, castor oil. What else was it? Was
10W40 oil.
Like all of this weird stuff, and she let it sit in there, and then she couldn't get it out. So her hair was all greasy yesterday.
Keep it in for 5 minutes, and she kept it in for 20.
Dawn now has like a skunk stripe. down the center of her head. She's too embarrassed to show the rest of us.
So I'm not kidding with you. I think that after the show yesterday, she called Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon and got it professionally done.
She may be in lockdown. They may have chemical suits on, and they're treating Dawn's hair. I'm sure it's going to get back to its beautiful self. So, Dawn, we hope everything's okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
We have to take another break, but we'll come back.
When we come back, I have to ask you about vanity plates. Because the Supreme Court talked about vanity plates yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And they rejected a case. And you have to look this up, Gregory, to tell me why they rejected this case. The vanity plate was 69PWNDU. 69PWNDU. We got a rejection of that case from the Supreme Court. We'll get into it just around the corner. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Mike Opelka in for Nick Kale. Kale and Company with a strange cast of characters today because no Dawn, no Kale, just Opelka, Rooney, and of course Stocker. And yes, we will get to Phil Omquist with Today in Music History. But I teased this before the break. I have a vanity plate. Mine has special meaning to me. I just got it about 10 years ago. Gregory, are you a vanity plate guy?
No. I would never, ever, ever use a vanity plate.
Ever?
Sorry, ever.
Not
never,
ever?
Never. No.
Rooney?
Yeah, mine's 69, 12, 10.
Why did I ask God? Why?
I don't know either.
No, you don't have a vanity plate, do you?
No, no, not at all.
Well, mine says after one because it's my dad's motto that after the First Amendment, everything else is secondary. That was his legacy to all of us.
Wow.
I have after one on my car. My brother has it on his car in Florida. And I have another brother in Alabama who just applied for it. So
wow,
we're trying to keep Papa Bear alive with after one.
See, I like that, though, Mike, because to me it's the equivalent of having a tattoo that actually means something.
Yeah.
Right? I served in a unit in the military, as opposed to random Chinese characters you get when you're drunk that say fuzzy bear when you thought it meant good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. no ink on you either, Rooney, so no vanity plate, no ink?
Well, no, I told you. I got that Zeoli lasered off my... small on my back a while
the
ago.
The tramp stamp you
yeah,
had?
It was the only army
plate.
Thing.
Yeah.
I thought it made me look tough.
Yeah, sure. Keep up with that. That's good. but anyway, back to the vanity plates. They're everywhere. But the Supreme Court yesterday said, we're not going to get involved in this. They kicked it back to the states. A Tennessee woman was mad because the state said, no, you can't have the license plate that says 69PWNDU, which, if you look it up, don't do it on a work computer, because it has some sexual interpretations involved in it.
Wait, hang on.
Too late.
Yeah, do this slower. What's the vanity plate?
It's all one word. Yeah. 69.
Yep.
P as in pneumonia.
Yep.
WNDU.
69PNWDW. Hang on. Yeah, I'm seeing the high-profile free speech case involving a Tennessee woman, Leah Gilliam. I'm seeing that. I'm not seeing what it actually meant.
She's kind of hot. She kind of looks like a normal mom, too.
Nice.
For her to have this little plate is kind of interesting, Leah.
I'm going to put meaning there.
But there are like seven other states where it's okay to have this, including Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're saying you can't have this. And this is she's saying it's a free speech violation. The Supreme Court said no. No can do. You take this to Texas and El Paso, lady. So she can't have it. She's mad about it, which is kind of funny. But several free speech groups are standing up and saying this case has larger implications. Now, the court in a 5-4 decision earlier said you can't have like Confederate flags on license plates. So
yeah.
they have weighed in on the speech concept of this, but you know, a lot of things that if you see them in the rearview mirror and would read in a nasty way, they've outlawed those. But this one not allowed in Tennessee.
Wow. So it's supposed to be like a dominating thing, like owned you.
Apparently, it has something to do with gambling. Gamers, not gambling.
Gamers,
gaming, online
use,
gaming.
Use the PWNDU, but when you add the numerical prefix,
yes,
it brings a sexual dominance into play.
Well, she's saying it meant the 1969 moon landing.
I'm sure it did, that we dominated the rest of the world when it comes to space exploration. That's a what a brilliant defense.
That's what the kids are calling it these days. Oh,
yeah,
man,
we're
that
landing.
Girl and I went moon landing. So,
just call me Buzz.
So wait, she wanted this. She wanted this vanity plate. They wouldn't make it for her, and she sued?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it got all the way to the Supreme Court, and they petitioned the court, and the court said, sorry, lady. We got bigger fish to fry. Yeah. We're dealing with birthright citizenship.
I was just going to say.
Let's put that on hold.
I was just going to say about that. Wow.
Well, you're also not discriminating against religious speech, political speech, right? So normally when we talk about the First Amendment, is the government discriminating against a particular type of content in your speech? Oh, we're going to allow Democrat plates but not a Republican plates. I mean, there is a long, substantial body of law saying that you can regulate something that's obscene. And everybody knows what 69 means. How many Americans know when the moon landing was?
That's a good point.
Well, there are a lot of people that don't think it happened either. So, you know, that she could be an educator if you want to think about it. That she's just educating the people
she
to
is.
The moon landing.
She is. What a story.
She's doing a service to the public or for the public.
Not all heroes wear capes, right?
By the way, Michael Pelka, you're being roasted on the YouTube chat for reading, quote, the Washington Post hit job against that crystal woman who threw out the N-word.
It was from the New York Post. Not the Washington Post, it's people. Listen.
It's unbelievable.
Open both your ears, people, as Judge Judy would say.
It's unbelievable. People would just like... I mean, this woman raised $110,000, so obviously there's a lot of people that support her, which is scary. Scary.
So what disservice did I do to the public by explaining? We obviously have a woman who's got 24 years of criminal history.
Yeah, well, that's...
And she has an anger problem, apparently.
I guess that's what the hit job was bringing up her past endeavors. What does it have to do with what happened recently?
Well, let's go to our attorney of the day, Matt Rooney. Does past behavior weigh into these kinds of cases? Are we allowed to bring it up?
In the court of public opinion, right? Because you said it earlier that, hey, she was dealing with some unruly customers.
Yeah.
And anyone that's ever worked with the public knows how tough they can be. I spent a few years working in the deli in Seattle City at an Acme.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. I never said I was racist, certainly, but I definitely wanted to use some colorful language from time to time, especially with the little old ladies that want the beef chipped.
Yeah. Oh, chipped?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. That's a violation right there.
Right. But clearly this is not this young lady's first rodeo. So it makes her
no
much less sympathetic.
I get you.
Yeah, she said three times she got passed over for her sentencing, and then she actually spent serious time in county jail. So St. Teresa or St. What was her name? I forgot.
Crystal.
St. Crystal of Wisconsin. Is. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for this.
You know how she can rehabilitate herself? She should get a really interesting vanity license plate.
Yes, and have something to do with honoring Somalia and drive around Minnesota.
That would be amazing.
Which would be very good. Let's get in here and get some musical history here. Phil, do you have a vanity plate? I wonder what it would be.
Well, I don't, but it would be a chair right now. So
a chair.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
December 9th, we celebrate the birthdays of Nick Seymour from Crowded House, as well as Jacob Dylan from The Wallflowers.
We also lost Marie Fredriksson from the Roxette in 2019. Sing of the Coon, Crimson and Clover by Tommy James and the Shondells in 68. Little Saint Sick Nick by the Beach Boys in 63. Yes, amazing. 62 years ago, they wrote a song about Nick Cale. It Soul Man by the Blues Brothers in 78. Out of the Coon, Dark Horse by George Harrison in 74. Good Music by Joan Jett in 86. And Fresh Cream by Cream in 66. Also in 2000, U2 was on SNL. In 92, Bill Wyman announced he was leaving the Stones. In 55, Elvis debuted his new song Heartbreak Hotel at the BNI Club in Arkansas. In 89, Billy Joel was topped the singles chart with We Didn't Start the Fire. And in 65, A Charlie Brown Christmas made its debut. But lastly, yesterday, Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte announced the summer tour. They'll be in Camden on August 14th. For Kale Company, I'm Phil Holmquist.
Wow.
Thank
nice.
You, Phil. And now, Phil, Charlie Brown made it into the history of music
I love it.
History?
I absolutely love it.
How can you not have that in the music
well,
history?
That's true. Vince Guaraldi
Correct.
And all his music. You know what almost didn't air? Were you guys aware the CBS almost pulled the plug?
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, Linus's speech about the Christ child being born
yeah.
freaked out the network.
Really?
Yep.
And they had to fight. And I think it was Charles Schulz who actually is the guy who went in and said, no, don't do this.
That is correct, actually.
So that little speech where Linus said that. And one more, Phil.
Yes.
Guns N' Roses going to be touring again? I heard one of the new singles.
Yeah, they're coming through. They'll be in Hershey, I believe.
August 1st.
That about a month ago or so.
August 1st, yeah.
A rock star is not allowed to retire.
They're not.
Is it in their contract? They have to play
both
until you die?
Both of them just pretty much die, yeah. Babbling.
By the way, Guns N' Roses, I'm one of the biggest Guns N' Roses fans, but like... This version of them, I'm just like, it's sad now because they've been playing the same set list for the last 10 years when they first started doing these, you know, Not In This Lifetime tours. And it's the same set list they had in 1991 and 1992 when they played. So, like, they're not really, I mean, I know they're releasing some new stuff, but it's basically the same set list.
Well, you know, maybe they have memory issues. They're not kids anymore. You know, drugs do a bad thing. And it's been we're into four decades of GNR.
4 decades. 1987.
Think about that.
1987 is when Appetite for Destruction came out.
Yeah.
When is the Social Security tour?
Medicaid at the Garden.
By the way, Dom Giordano... Phil, can you slide over and let Dom take that microphone? Dom Giordano coming in today to
legend
pinch hit
Dom Giordano.
Pinch hit early for Dawn Stensland, but as you know, we can never get everything in 4 hours, so we always have to go long because that's what we do here.
But, that's how we roll.
Yeah, that's how we roll. You want to go through a couple cut sheet stuff, Dom?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. But first of all, how many Americans, Matt, believe in the moon landing?
How many Americans? Probably 50%.
Yeah, it's that high that don't, yeah.
I think 40% probably don't know we've ever been to the moon, Dom.
Well, that too, yeah. Thank you, Jersey Public Schools.
Does everybody on this show believe we've been to the moon?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I do.
Okay. Let me revise. Does everybody on the show believe we went to the moon in 1969?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like Greg's yes.
No, no, no. I'm
Is that an FCC requirement?
Yeah, right.
It's on the test. You just have to get a test.
Yeah, exactly.
Pass the test to get a level 3 broadcast license.
Oh, that's right.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Bill Maher said on his Club Random podcast that he may lose his friendship with Jimmy Kimmel over his openness to talk to Trump supporters. This is shocking to me. This is shocking to me because he's, you know, he talks in this about how they're not super close, but he really respects, loves Jimmy Kimmel. And he believes that the last time they had the conversation, it didn't end well. And he believes that this might sever their friendship. Let's play a little bit of this, Phil.
Friends who, you know, are not on that side of it and didn't like what I said and
have they cut you off?
Well, that's it's such an interesting issue. One relationship is that's in the balance. I mean. You know, it was
then that's not a real friend. Like,
well, I mean, we weren't close. I mean, I'm talking like it was Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, I said it publicly, and I liked Jimmy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife wrote that thing that said, you know, she did lose family members. She wrote them before the election and said, here's 10 reasons why you just can't vote for Trump. And then some of them, you know, just didn't follow that. And I was as kid glove as I could. And I see they're mad at me. And I'm sorry. I mean, I was being, again, as respectful as I could. But I don't agree with that point of view. And since she went public with it, it wasn't out of school for me to go public with it. I love Jimmy. I've always have. I don't know him that well, but he's a great guy. And we have a connection. Like, we were both fired by ABC. And he took my... I had that time slot. So, like, it's so interesting. The same ABC, I mean, Disney executive, Candace, both. It's interesting, the connections. And so I hope we're friends forever. But I don't know. You know, the liberals and the woke, that's a schism. It just is.
Who, just for the record, who is the blonde woman listening to the guy at the bar at the closing time here? Going, you know, I love Jimmy Kimmel. I hope I don't break up with him.
Anna Kasbian?
She's on CNN on the Scott Jennings show.
Yeah, like,
okay.
Constantly. She's pretty good on that show.
She got her start, though, with Jank and the Young Turks.
Oh, Anna Kasparian.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
She got all dolled up. She looks good.
Yeah. But by the way, we reported earlier that Jimmy Kimmel just inked a new extension. So he will be on ABC at least until May of 2027. So I don't know what Mara's talking about, that he was canned. He wasn't canned. Right?
No, they initially said they weren't renewing him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if ratings didn't matter?
Well, they don't if you have the right party.
Thank you, Matt.
Right.
Thank you, Matt. It's so true. I don't know who's propping up these late night shows. I just don't. I don't know. Like, is the advertising for them so great?
No.
That they
not at all. No.
Then what is ABC's want or need to keep the Jimmy Kimmel show? It's not like it is a ratings bonanza.
It's inertia.
Midterms.
Yeah, well, it's inertia. It's they think with Trump in there, there's going to be some buzz with it. Yeah. People see snippets all day long. Maybe that fuels something.
They do generate significant revenue from social media replays.
Yeah.
And so they excerpt all these segments on social media. So watch for Jasmine Crockett to be there immediately. And anywhere there's a contested district, you'll see that.
Yeah. All right. One more, and then we can hand the reins over to Dom Giordano. James Clyburn was on one of the Sunday morning shows. This is 15. And this is in reference to what was it Kamala Harris who said it? No, Michelle Obama, excuse me. Michelle Obama said that the country is not ready for a woman president. James Clyburn declares that we are not ready for a woman president. We may be in a, quote, dark moment, according to James Clyburn. This is courtesy of Meet the Press over the weekend. Roll this.
Let me ask you about the Democratic Party now. Former Vice President Harris has said sexism and racism played a major role in her defeat back in 2024. In remarks last month, former First Lady Michelle Obama said something really interesting. I want to play it for you and get your reaction on the other side. Take a look.
As we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman.
Congressman, do you think that America is ready to elect a woman president, or do you agree with the former First Lady?
Well, history is prologue, and I understand exactly what Kamala Harris has said. I had a very pleasant conversation with her last week. Michelle Obama is absolutely correct. If you look at the history, we demonstrated that we were not ready. These are incredible women who have run: Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, and I think that we are getting there. That's why we can't afford to turn the clock back. We're taking one, two, and three steps forward. Let's not take two, three, and four steps backwards, which is what we're doing in these elections. So just because it doesn't seem that we are ready doesn't mean we should stop the pursuit. It's never. My dad used to tell me all the time, son, the darkest point of the night is that moment just before dawn. And so we may be in a dark moment as it relates to women serving as president, but we may be in that moment just before dawn when a woman will serve. And in order for that to happen, they've got to run. So I want women to run. I'm going to support them. I'm the father of three fantastic women. I want them to keep their pursuit and not give up on this country.
There you go.
Wow. Who knew that it was James Clyburn's dad who came up with that expression, it's always darkest before the dawn?
Trademarked it, yeah.
Do you think, all right, let's go around the room here. Will we see a woman president in our lifetime?
Yes, I think we will, but I don't think we'll see a Republican mayor or anything other than a Democrat in Philadelphia in generations that we can't even fathom.
Will the all right? Let me
argue with that.
Let me amend that comment. Will the first female president be a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat,
probably a Democrat.
You think so?
But I think you're missing the point here. What this was about was not about whether or not America is ready for a female president. The first 20 seconds of that, Michelle Obama is begging for people to say, please run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she said, it's not about whether we're ready. And so don't ask me until you're not ready. She's challenging them to stand up and go, no, we are. Please run. Please run, Mooch.
Mooch.
I mean, we're ready for one that's actually qualified, too. That's the other point she's conveniently missing.
I look at it as
half glass full, being the feminist that I am. We almost elected a woman. She only lost by a few points, and she's an idiot and a wino, right? And she came that close. So if a qualified one comes along that can lead this country, Democrat, Republican, whatever, absolutely.
Yeah.
She can win. So Clyburn, I mean, I don't know his daughters, but find one that's qualified. Find one that's up to the challenge. There's plenty.
He says he has three really great daughters. Doesn't he have five daughters? Kidding. I don't know that.
The other two are not qualified.
That's right.
Trying to do a service to Dawn's big three. So let me just do three stories. So that was number two. Number three, the final one here. The POTUS... during the Kennedy Center honors, was talking to the press, and apparently the UFC is going to be doing pre-fight interviews from the Kennedy Center. Did you guys see this?
Oh, my. In formal wear,
The UFC on June 14th is going to be to start doing this. They're going to be building an arena. The great Dana White is building an arena, and the arena is going to be 5,000 to 6,000 seats right in front of the front door of the White House, apparently.
Yeah, on the North Lawn or whatever.
So this isn't the Kennedy Honors or Kennedy Center?
They might be doing the pregame at the Kennedy Center media.
All right.
They're going to build an octagon right there outside of that front entrance to the White House.
Roll this.
What would you like to see for America 250 here at the Kennedy Center? What would you like to see?
Well, we're going to have a lot of events. You know, one of the things you're going to have here is some of the UFC press. You're going to have the fighters coming over talking about the fights. It's a big deal. The UFC on June 14th. It's going to be June 14th next year.
Flag Day.
Building an arena. The great Dana White.
Trump's birthday.
Arena.
Yep.
And they're going to have 8 or 9 championship fights. The biggest fights I've ever had. Everyone's a championship fight. And everyone's a legendary type of fight. He's actually holding back fights right now for 6 months so he can do it for this for 250.
Everyone's a championship, my God.
5 or 6,000 seats right in front of the front door of the White House, and 100,000 people in the back where they're putting up 8 or 10 very big screens. That's going to be an exciting night. So many people are asking for tickets, the UFC.
There you go. Wow. I don't know. It's
it originally was when Trump first talked about this, he talked about this for July 4th.
Yeah.
And there was an outcry you're not going to have UFC fights on Independence Day. So they moved it up to Flag Day, Trump Earth Day. So it's kind of interesting.
For the UFC fight at the White House.
Yes.
Which is more of a traditional Trump Day event. I think we'd all agree.
Sure.
And it's also, I mean, why not have it on July? I don't like it to begin with. Let me just start off with saying that. I was the fuddy-duddy months ago who said, like I don't like the idea of a UFC match at the White House. But if you're going to do it, July 4th is the day to do it, no?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a festival type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. No?
I'm cool with it, Flag Day. Yeah. Because, you know, it's Trump's birthday. He'll be out there, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And maybe there's going to be other things happening on the 250th anniversary of the country other than a fight.
Agreed, which was my point of why we're not doing this. But, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it big, right? I mean, instead of on the 14th.
Well, Trump is going to make it big. Do you think it's going to be a small event? He's planning for 100,000 people on the South Lawn.
They're going to walk out of the Oval, like they're going to do their walkouts from the Oval Office. Like,
oh, yeah, and the ballroom will probably be a VIP area, too.
Don't worry, Stalker. We're going to get you tickets.
I'll watch I watch all of them. I'm actually the only one on this program that watches UFC, almost every single one of them, and I'm the one who's against this. Kale, who's a fair-weather fan, doesn't watch any of it. He goes, I'll watch this one. Why? Why? Because it's going to be at the White House?
See, I'm going to be there. I think this is the one to try and get press creds for.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. All right, Dom Giordano, we have coming up on the show today.
Well, I saw this early this morning before he texted me, and I got to lead with this. When you have kids on a football team go to Florida, shoplifting unbelievably, and Dan and I have access to the sheriff that's involved.
Absolutely.
Did you see his news conference?
We did, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's so amazing. Good.
It's just amazing, and Larry Krasner may be flying down here to come to their aid.
No way.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
It's a fair assumption. Dog.
It's a fair assumption.
No, wait a minute. What did they learn in Philadelphia? You can do this. What's the big deal?
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely
true.
They got there. Dom, that is such a great point. They got their training in Philadelphia, and they thought they could get away with it in Polk County, Florida. And they were mistaken because of Sheriff Grady Judd.
Oops. Yeah, exactly. And Chip Wood is the local guy whose father was the big guy out in Upper Darby. And he is also, you want to avoid his county. You can't go to Florida and do this stuff.
Amen. Michael Pelka, Matt Rooney, thank you, gentlemen, for stepping in today.
That was my pleasure.
It was a fun morning.
I'm jealous of your event tonight. Scott Jennings' book is absolutely wonderful. And you guys have a great time tonight with all that.
Well, thank you. He's in studio. I'm driving him out there. If he survives, we're going to have a great show tonight. When he sees the 2-foot driving, he's going to go back to Kentucky.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. Dom Giordano.
We might end up, I don't know who shot candy cameras. In this, but we're going to, we're going to tape something, I hope,
Absolutely. Politics and Pints tonight at Colonial Theater, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Tickets, I don't know if they're still available at 1210WPHD.com. Check them now. You're not going to want to miss tonight. Thank you all, gentlemen. And Dom, you're up next, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.